G'day, Lee.
G'day, Mick. How are you, mate?
Oh, so good. It's, you know, it's good to talk to you. I've known you for a few years, and I know you're so passionate about music. But firstly, how are you doing in the whole second lockdown thing going down in Melbourne?
Mate, it's I definitely think for all Victorians, it's pretty difficult the second time around. But, you know, I guess the one saving grace is we all know we're doing the right thing. And to get through it, we've just got to do this. And if we can all do the right thing and stay the course, then, you know, hopefully maybe late next year and that we can be back to live music and live touring. But in the meantime, I think just making sure we protect everyone and those that, you know, whether they be elderly or have, like my son, have autoimmune issues and so forth. It's a, I think it's just important that we do the right thing. And so far it seems to be heading in the right direction. So hopefully we'll be out of this in a couple of weeks and back to only stage 3 lockdown.
Yeah, we can sort of roll back to what it sort of was. I know you're a massive fan of music. You're a director of the music, and you do a lot of work with artists around Australia. This initiative, this idea, Delivered Live, it started back in April, I believe it was, and it's been an amazing way for people to see some really good quality live music on their screens every Saturday night, and some amazing artists. You must have jumped on this so quickly when, you know, lockdown first happened. How did it all come about?
Well, I guess for us, both my brother and I obviously own the music. We've got a media arm that was, you know, similar to the rest of the music industry. We rely predominantly on live touring and so forth. And when the pandemic hit, we knew that we had to make a pivot, and we were both having a chat about an idea of creating a live streaming, you know, geek-style variety show. And I, lucky enough, got a call about one of my artists, Alex Leahy, from the Victorian government to see if she could be involved in doing a streaming show for the regional areas that had been so affected by fire, then drought, and then COVID. And basically, Craig and I came up with an idea to pitch the Delivered Live concept, and we did one episode that went really well, and then we got funding to do another episode. And, you know, the basic concept was to ensure that we kept money flowing through every part of the music industry. So not just the, you know, obviously the artists are not touring, but also the managers, the booking agents, the PR, the crews, the venues and so forth were all being affected. So we wanted to come up with a concept that could have kept that live music economy going, or at least injecting some money into the economy. And it's, and so far now we've had, I think it's, after this week it'll be 85 artists have played, and we've, you know, put back into agents, crew, front of house, venues, you know, it'll be coming up close to $1 million.
Oh, it's so amazing. And that huge list of artists that you've had, including legends like Tim Rogers and The Church, Cable Ties in there, Vicar and Linda, Kim Salmon, Kate Sobrano, like all-star lineup, who's who of Australian music. Has everyone been keen to jump on board this initiative?
It has. We've been really lucky. We've got an amazing booker, Hardy Braithwaite, who's been booking all of the shows. So we've had, you know, this amazing eclectic lineup of trying to have sort of, I guess, a well-established, you know, some may say heritage, but a well-established Australian artist, a Triple J artist that, you know, that's doing really well, and then an emerging artist on the show each week. Yeah. So that it gives the opportunity, like going to a live show, to see, you know, the support band, so forth. But it's been, we've been really lucky that all the artists, you know, there's obviously not much going on, so they've been keen to jump on board as well. And also, I think, you know, for us, you know, there's a number of different concepts. What Emily Allman's doing with Isolate on a weekly basis is amazing, and a credit to her and her team together. But this was, I guess, a little bit different in the sense it was an opportunity for an artist to play fully amplified, full backline, you know, the whole bit, and come in and play. So that the artists have enjoyed it, and some have needed, you know, like when Tim played and Mick Thomas, you know, both of them, you know, they're road dogs. They're on the road every weekend. They're playing, and just to be able to get in and have a show, and seeing the joy on Kate Sobrano's face when she was able to see the rest of her band and play with them was really, really amazing. But then also, you know, the little things that have happened along the way, you know, artists getting to see, like, you know, last week's Little Quirks, or, you know, going back to Polyman and playing as, you know, these artists that have got a chance to potentially be seen by more people than they would be previously in a normal gig. So it's been really good. And, you know, artists have sold lots of merch, and, you know, the streaming figures have gone up, and, you know, they've engaged with a new fan base, and we've we've started a bit of a community. If anyone gets on there on 7:30 on Saturday night, you can see in the chat that goes on in YouTube, there's, you know, there's people that are just set there ready to go every Saturday, and they let everyone know what the rules are in the chat room. And, you know, when we get hounded a little bit for, you know, our host Henry talking too much, you know, they remind them that, hey, this is like a real gig. You know, we're changing over backline. We're resetting the stage for another band. This is not pre-recorded. It's live to where it's real. And, you know, I think what Henry's done as a host has been incredible. And
how good is he? He keeps on rolling. He's so great.
He loves music. He's a super music fan as well as an incredible player and a host. And him and Miss is amazing. And it's become a great opportunity to escape for 3 hours to a little bit of live music and entertainment on a Saturday night.
Oh, definitely. And like you say, it's a variety show. You've got comedians on there as well, and it's all live. So how often do you get a chance to sort of watch something like this on your TV screen? Because you can stream YouTube to your TV and then just watch this amazing live show.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's the big thing as well. And what we love about the way that we're doing it is that, you know, if you've got a smart TV or even just a phone to cast your TV, you can watch it on a big screen. You can hear it through the speakers. It's in flow. It's in stereo. And the sound quality is incredible. And it's been a real joy to be part of it. It's, you know, it's helped save our team and many jobs in Melbourne. And, you know, each week, you know, the artists get to nominate Victorian venues to receive money, like a room high that they would normally get. So, you know, over the time we've paid out to 45 venues money that they would normally get. And, you know, the artists obviously can't, because of COVID restrictions, we have one front of house person that does whole show, but we still pay the front of house the artists that are playing, so that, you know, they're still earning for that night as well. So it's been a joy to do. We just hope we're coming up to the end of this season, and we hope that, you know, the Victorian government, Daniel Andrews, has been incredible in that way, and his support to the arts and keeping this going. And Minister Jacqueline Symes, who was the regional minister who funded the first series, you know, has been so supportive. And, you know, it just shows that there are some governments out there in Australia that do want to support the arts and live music. And, you know, hopefully we can maybe potentially continue this, because one of the things that we've learnt from the show is that it's more, you know, yes, we're in isolation, but still outside of that, there are people that are watching the show that, you know, contact us and say that they wouldn't, you know, whether it be because they live the tyranny of distance or because of mental health issues or disability, that they just don't get to go to live shows. And this has given them the opportunity to see their favourite artists live that they haven't been able to do. So hopefully it's, you know, something that may continue post-COVID as well.
I really hope so, because, yeah, it's been a really, really great thing to watch. And I dig the community as well. I've been getting into the chat and sort of meeting the people who've been watching every week. And you're right, it's a really great community of people there. So jump on in and watch it. This week, we've got another amazing lineup. We've got not only comedians Nath Valvo and Sammy Shah, of course, doing his segment every week, but we've got Middle Kids, Phil Jamison from Grinspoon, of course, and Clues. These are three artists, pretty, you know, eclectic bunch as well, which is great. Exciting to have these people on this week.
Yeah, it's going to be a big show this weekend. Phil's pumped to be on it. You know, as I said, it's this great opportunity for fans of the different artists to see something different as well. So it's going to be a great show. Middle Kids, incredible. Clues, you know, they're up and coming, and you know they're going to do great things internationally. So, yeah, it's going to be a great show. And, you know, you can never... Phil just never disappoints.
It's tough to know that, obviously, you have to film this from Sydney at the moment because you can't even film it from Melbourne, but it's great that these Sydney artists are jumping on board and supporting the Victorian creative people as well.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. We've been very lucky that we were able to set up a studio up in Sydney as well, and then we've got, you know, we're still dialing in to a Victorian studio so that we've kept, you know, half of the Victorian staff from the studio down here still able to work each week and be involved. And, you know, our Melbourne backline company, rather than, you know, we shipped up our backline to keep the supplier of our Melbourne backline in biz for, you know, for 4 or 5 more weeks. So it's been, it's great. But the, you know, New South Wales team have come out and doing a great job. And it's, you know, it's a credit to the artists and that are stepping up. You know, they've all been, you know, Steve Kilby's set last week was incredible. You know, we've had the amazing Charlie Collins, who just got signed to Ireland. And that on its, it's been quite a journey. It's been amazing. And Christine Arnoux last week was my God, the voice is just, better and better every year.
Well, I thank you personally for bringing some live music into my life over the last few months, and I'm sure many, many other people would thank you as well. Good luck with the continuation of it. I hope it does can keep continuing after COVID. And, looking forward to this weekend.
No worries. Thanks, Mick. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks.